This is ridiculous what they have said. And he moves around. Don't they know his address? Why don't they come and take him or tell Pakistan government to arrest him? Because they did arrest him when India raised a hue and cry after Bombay attack. And he was put under house arrest. He was detained for a long time, for nearly 6 months. And then he was presented before the court. The government could not produce any evidence. Full bench of the High Court decided in his favor. And then Supreme Court heard his appeal, and they also said, this is without any evidence. You have got to produce the evidence. If you believe in judiciary, you have to have faith, and you have to have produce the evidence. And if that is not possible, then why are you trying to carry on this incrimination and dubbing them as terrorists?
Okay, but I mean, it's. I don't think anyone in Pakistan would doubt that the Lashkar-e-Toiba is, you know, a militant group. It's been active in Kashmir. It's no, there's no secret, really, what its activities are, is it?
And Lashkar-e-Toiba was an organization which used to collect funds here in Pakistan, and they are Kashmir-based. Now, Kashmir means Azad Kashmir and the occupied Indian-occupied Kashmir. So, Lashkar-e-Toiba has nothing to do with Pakistan. Jamaat-ul-Dawa, after Lashkar-e-Toiba was banned, they did not have linkages with them. They took to the welfare work, and they did exceedingly good job during the earthquake in 2005, and then subsequently during the flood season last year. They were the best organization, and people just loved them. And among them, believe you me, I know them very intimately, Hafiz Saeed is one of the most liberal people among the religious cadres.
Despite your interpretation that Lashkar-e-Toiba is now, under the name of Jamaat-ul-Dawa, is an entirely charitable organisation, that, you know, not many people agree with that, and that, you know, in the past, I think the group actually admitted being involved in the Red Fort attack in Delhi all those years ago, and many people think it was involved in Mumbai, and the American-Pakistani David Headley, who was involved in that, said he was motivated by Hafiz Saeed. So, I mean, there is evidence that they're still involved in militancy, and not just in Kashmir.
You see, David Headley and all these things have not been proven in any court of law, not even in America's. I know that there is not a single case registered against them in Pakistan.
Well, no, but that's because the state is basically compromising with them. I mean, many people think the state is frightened of Lashkar-e-Toiba.
Then sort out the state.
Well, indeed, but I mean, we're talking about Lashkar-e-Toiba and whether or not it is a militant organization. And, you know, I think you
no
probably...
longer, believe you me, Lashkar-e-Toiba is there. It is still a militant. I agree with you that it's a militant organization because they are Kashmiris, and Kashmiris have every right, because if Berlin Wall was pulled down, why can't this wall which has been erected between the occupied Kashmir and... Because Kashmir is an independent country, as far as we are concerned.
So anyway, you're going to continue meeting Hafiz Saeed?
Oh yes, of course, we'll be meeting him tomorrow.
And do you think that some people within the government might be interested in claiming this money and in doing something to help America get hold of Hafiz Saeed?
Hafiz Saeed is no Amal Khansi, no Ramzi Yousaf, I assure you. As far as Hafiz Saeed is concerned, hundreds of thousands of people will raise hell in Pakistan if this happens.